The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Or deposits.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about AI and the business travel sector. I speak to Tim LaBelle, head of product for SAP Concur Spend Solutions.
We'll have so much data that our travel will be safer.
Shelley Fletcher-Bryant, VP of Advito.
AI can certainly contribute to more eco-friendly travel practices.
And author and public speaker, Theo Lau.
AI can help us predict when it will be a peak travel, more delays, cancelled flights.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
That's pushing these rates up while the base rate stays, you know, stubbornly at 0.5%.
Absolutely, Matthew. And it's the flip side, of course, of the outrageous mortgage rates that lenders are trying to sell to new borrowers at the fives and even higher. So they're still making their, if you like, 2% spread between traditional spread between savings and borrowing rates. But just as they're wanting to charge very high rates for new borrowings, new mortgages, they are giving better rates for new savings.
So, yes, they're all right, Jack. Their margins are still looking quite good. What about people like me who are, I happen to put this, a little bit lazy? Not like you, Steve, who, you know, follows...
Give up smoking, Matthew.
There is that. I was thinking more laziness in terms of finding the best savings rates. You keep track of these on an almost hourly basis. I can't keep up with that. Are there ways to have people do this for you, so to speak?
Well, Matthew, you know I'm a big fan of the online comparison sites, first of all. I mean, they are great. They are perfect for people who claim to be lazy like yourself. There are one or two accounts out there as well that aim to give you a consistently decent return based on averaging the other rates that are out there. One was launched this week, the Nationwide Building Society, the biggest building society, launched something called the Champion Saver account. Now, that's only available from high street branches as well, which notoriously have given very poor rates. Its rate is... It's actually quite complicated, but it's the average of a number of the best buys from its high street competitors, the Abbeys, the Halifaxes, the Lloyds of this world. And then it gives a little bit of a bonus on top. Current rate, 2.8%. However, it's a 60-day notice account.
Are there any other accounts that give you this sort of averaging of the best?
There is. A less well-known one, or a less well-known institution, Investec High 5 does something similar, but it has a minimum balance of £25,000, 3 months' notice, but it has paid a higher rate, most recently, I think, 3.17%. So better,